This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, according to the U.S. Press Freedom Tracker, there were 44 physical attacks on journalists throughout the United States in 2017. 30 journalists were attacked while covering civil unrest. Think Charlottesville, St. Louis, Berkeley, Standing Rock, Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Two journalists were attacked by politicians, those cases in Montana and Alaska. All this information, by the way, coming from the political website The Hill, which reports that Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California has introduced the Journalist Protection Act, which would make it a federal crime to assault journalists. And in his news release announcing the bill, the congressman said the power of the entire federal government was needed to protect journalists because of the statements and actions of the president of the United States. So this could be there could be a little bit of politics involved in this, too. But as we talked about last week with this spokeswoman for the NRA talking about how many in legacy media and mass media are rooting for basically for mass shootings, trying to villainize journalists. It's really not a surprise when we get these attacks from certain quarters.
When it's been especially repeatedly condoned, I think, by people, it's becoming some this popular sentiment. You have our commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, speaking down to the media, making them lesser, trying to discredit them. And with the report here in this report talking about some 44 physical attacks on journalists in calendar year 2017 alone, I think that's very alarming. And I think in each of these cases, these were folks that were just doing their job on which they are protected under the First Amendment to do. And that's merely to challenge sometimes and ask questions and trying to get the facts. And there was some literally pushback and some physical altercations. I can kind of speak to this. I once had to challenge, and I've challenged other folks and lawmakers with questions. And once I did get literally pushed back by someone because he just didn't want to deal with me, and it wasn't really of a very controversial nature. I was just keeping him after a city council meeting for a while, and because I had to get something straightened out, and he shoved me out of the way. And it was something I will never forget. And I think this is very troubling when we have people that are, doing their job by virtue of the First Amendment and just trying to be a liaison for the public and trying to get facts and nothing more. And they're not putting up a fight either in the sense of a physical altercation, but they're just trying to do their jobs. And I think this should be – everyone should be outraged by this, folks that and citizens that that need journalism for our democracy to operate, but just get the facts for the information. I think we should be very concerned.
Yeah, this is 44 physical attacks on journalists, want to emphasize, throughout the United States. This wasn't in Russia. This wasn't in China, someplace like that where you would think the media is treated poorly. This happened in the United States in 2017.
Yeah, I've never seen so much hate for a group of people doing a job before. Maybe I take that back. There's always been lawyers. People didn't like lawyers. But Now I think journalists are right on top of the list of people just not liking this group of professionals. Now, I am on a very neutral – I have a neutral stance on this. I'm not sure if I'm for the law or against it. I'm curious about it. Obviously, I do think that there are some politics behind even bringing this up to begin with. So the beginning of this law may really just have been created to make a point to President Trump. I've seen some journalists not for this as well, interestingly. So not all journalists are wanting a law to be created specifically for them. I'm seeing a lot of non-journalists who are against this as well. But these are also the same people who are apparently hating journalists from their comments, people who think we're either jerks or we just aren't doing the job that we say we're doing. It's just a really hard time. And if people did respect journalism and journalists, then we wouldn't even need to have brought this up to begin with. That's what's really sad, is that we are working in this profession that, you know, we're not really appreciated, and we're working crazy hours, working for not very good pay at all. We're working for other people who are maybe getting rich off of us because journalists aren't sure. We're not seeing the money. We're trying to bring to light really important topics for just the public in general, for the American people, and they despise us for it. And I think that's very sad.
I'd just say to that point about if there should be a law, maybe there shouldn't be a law, but I think we need to discuss it like we're doing at a forum here, and I think we need to raise some awareness about it. And I think raising awareness means just educating, and this comes back to a lot of issues we talk about on this show, is the fact that I think people don't really realize what journalists do and the integral role that we play and what we're about is about being that liaison or that that stand-in for the public and trying to provide information and trying to bring the facts. And I think this is another incident or another example of this and how we need to spread awareness about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the cases of the politicians attacking journalists, I think, you know, that's a matter of journalists asking questions that politicians need to be asked. And if a politician's response is to physically assault a journalist, I say that's not a very good answer to someone who is really acting on behalf of the public to try to find out some more information about a particular issue or perhaps about just where a politician stands on a particular issue.
Yeah, and if they're reacting physically to a question, you pretty much have the answer right there.
That's a good point.
And honestly, I think to the point that you made, I mean, this is the kind of behavior you would see in other countries like Russia, where journalists are literally pushed back and oftentimes go missing. They're not found and they're mysteriously gone because of their governments are trying to suppress them. I've spoken before on the show of how I got a chance to meet some journalists from the Middle East and from Iran and Iraq, and how they totally saw our process as being very foreign because they had to answer to or check or vet their information, have that vetted by their respected governments. So, again, I think I can't stress enough how this needs to be another opportunity to let folks know that this is unacceptable and here's why, and the fact that we are only here to inform, not necessarily to persuade, and you must make your own decisions on what the facts and the news that we present.
Yeah, and Will made a really good point about you thinking that people don't know what we do. I guarantee people have no clue about what we do. Even my beginning students, when in a first time journalism class, they don't really understand what we do, and that's the whole point of teaching them. But if they don't know, I ask them the question of, do you think your family members know? Do you think your friends know what we do? If you guys came in here and you weren't even sure, and they go, yeah, they don't understand either. So this is definitely something that we need to educate people on, beginning in you know, their school years in K through 12.
Well, what is their interest in journalism if they don't really know what it is?
Well, they learned a lot about what they thought was journalism in the movies and television.
So which they does not always portray journalists
Correct.
In a positive light.
Correct. And that's the thing. And that's what we even talked about this week was someone asked me a question. I said, where did you get this information? They said, oh, I watched a TV show that had this journalist. And I said, okay, so here we go. So this television show and, you know, the scenario, I said, that's some TV show. That's not true journalism. That's obvious. That's not really what goes on behind the scenes. So that's where people are. That's where everyone's learning about it, if you think about it. If you're not learning it in school, where are you learning it from? Unless you're friends with a journalist, you know one very well, you have no clue what we do.
And I see with the perpetuation of social media, and it seems to be that people's opinions seem to permeate the facts. And I think there's some confusion there, and there's a blurred line. And I've been teaching journalism for several years, but I noticed in recent years, because of the prominence of social media and how people use websites to collect news, and whether it's worthy of news or not is another debate. But the point I'm making is that I noticed student journalists or first time journalists writing stories, but it has a bend and it's subjective and it's not objective. And that's one of the jobs I have to do is try to steer that job straight. And, I'm hoping that they're into that question, answering that question, that they're getting interested in the business because, like myself, you had an interest in current events and you enjoyed writing and you liked to be the first to know and you wanted to be the one to tell the story and to also have the facts. And, I'm hoping that's the reason why they're wanting to pursue this industry.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.